This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. The Hardy Correctional Institution is a minimum and medium security prison in Bowling Green, about 55 miles southeast of Tampa. Nestled in among dairy farms and phosphate mines, the 25-year-old facility houses almost 1,600 prisoners. But on a recent Monday morning, a group of visitors bring a different feel to the institution. Students from the University of South Florida Sarasota Manatee Criminology Club walk with a chaplain through the prison yard. USF Assistant Professor Dr. Jessica Grossholtz, who also teaches at the prison, brought her students to debate prisoners about reinstating the U.S. military draft.
We were originally going to co-sponsor the event with the debate club, but there weren't many debate club members around that we could really get in touch with, and we needed this to get going immediately. So then we said, well, we'll just go ahead and do it. We sort of learned debate by the seat of our pants, in a sense.
The two seniors, a junior and a sophomore, have never taken part in a real debate before. The four inmates they'll face, all serving life sentences, have the experience edge as members of the prison's chapter of the speech organization, Toastmasters International. We walk past a machine shop into a large garage-like room with dull blue walls and dingy yellow fluorescent lighting. The reception shocks us. After the applause dies down, the Toastmasters and the students exchange some fun pregame trash talk.
We've heard of this crazy oracle that we're sure that you guys have at your fingertips called Google, and so that probably helped you a lot.
What is that?
42-year-old Jason Kent's friendliness stands out. He still exudes the confidence of the U.S. naval officer he once was before he killed his wife's ex-husband in 1999. I ask Kent why he takes part in Toastmasters.
Communication's fundamental to being a human being as opposed to just being an animal. And it doesn't matter that we're in prison, whether it's learning to communicate better with the guards, whether it's learning to communicate better with our fellow inmates, people's skills are always going to be important.
Kent says the earlier joke about the students having the advantage of Google is true, but his team prepared the best they could.
We have encyclopedias in our library, the good old-fashioned kind, where you're opening up a book. Also, prison's chock full of a little bit of everything in America.
The debate starts with both sides parrying back and forth. Marketing and management senior Louis Carey argues that the draft would bring in more service people, which would decrease the occurrence of post-traumatic stress disorder.
So if we have people who are coming in a little bit more frequently and not serving as many tours, the amount of PTSD lowers dramatically.
While inmate John Hurst, who's serving life for sex crimes, discusses the concept of patriotism.
And I want a patriot who may shed blood for our country to be someone who chose to be in the boots that he's in, not someone who is forced to be in those boots.
For almost an hour, the eight competitors expound to a panel of judges and almost 100 other prisoners. The judges, a mix of USF professors and Hardy officials, tally their scores, and the prison team is declared the winner. Debate organizer and inmate Grady Gore says all the members of the prison's Toastmasters, not just the participants, share in their win.
Oh man, big morale booster. Pride, self-confidence, and personal growth.
Gore, who's scheduled to be released next year after serving 19 years for sex crimes, has one last request before we leave.
I give the call out to any college that they feel that they can whoop us to come and try it.
We appreciate you all very much so.
The prisoners thank the students before we're escorted out of the facility. As we stand in the parking lot outside, USF senior Carlos Morera, who's a 17-year veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps, praises the victors.
It's going to have a great impact on them. It's going to make them feel good, and at the same time, it kind of makes me feel good, you know, just helping the community, helping other people, you know, feel a little good about themselves.
And fellow senior Louis Carey says the experience was an eye-opener.
You have common misconceptions about what being inside of a prison is like and what the inmates are like, and being able to get close and talk with people and share stories was truly, truly amazing.
You can read more about the debates as well as see photos at WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.